A recent report found that Chinese internet users are young and poor, with 78% of netizens below the age of 35, and 60% of internet users have not received higher education. This is according to the Cultural Blue Book, which looks at the development of the Chinese cultural industry and particularly looks at internet content consumption. So guys, can you please tell me more about this report first, and what's caught your eye first thing?
Of course, these Culture Blue Book, the abbreviation for China Culture Industry Development Report, was written by the Culture Research Center of Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, and it has been just released. The report reviewed the development and trend of Chinese culture industry, the cultural consumption mode, as well as problems and progresses in the industry. The book pointed out that there were six Chinese provinces that were over 1 million of population was working in the culture industry, including Guangdong, Jiangsu, Zhejiang, Shandong, Hunan, Henan provinces. At the same time, the number of people in the industry in the six provinces took up more than 50% of that in the whole country. At the same time, I'm sure that there are some very interesting findings, according to the report, besides the fact that they are young and poor. So, Ryan, could you tell us?
Yeah, of course. It's so they looked at the integrated development of traditional culture as it comes to new emerging culture, which has a lot to do with the internet. So the development of information technology, more specifically internet and mobile internet technology, greatly stimulated the development of new media and their integration with traditional media. So basically, from this, we were able to see a lot of trends. And one of these trends is that the age groups of 24 and below, 31% of them are heavy or moderate internet users, and that percentage goes down as people get older. So that's one thing that we're seeing, is that customers people on the internet, using the internet, customers of the internet, they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And poor. And ill-educated.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get all these eggs and stones and tomatoes thrown at me.
We'll sum it up. Actually, you hit the nail on the head. It also does line up with people who have lower education tend to use the internet more, and people with lower income tend to use the internet more.
Right.
Now, I mean, this is kind of understandable. If
Why?
I'm a kid, I don't have a job, I'm just in middle school, I just want to play computer games, of course I'm a heavy user of internet. I shouldn't be super educated, I shouldn't be making tons of money, and what kid doesn't like computer games, right? But I think, too, at the same time, we can see that there's definitely a demographic, a portion of people that are older, but still fitting in this kind of category.
Right. I do agree with the correlation between being poor and surfing on the internet, using more time. However, I do shed my doubt on this when it comes to the causal relationship. Is it really because people, can only spend much more time on the internet and then they become poor? Or is it because they are actually very poor? They have no other means of recreational activities. They can just go to the internet, and it's like, intertwined with each other.
That's a very interesting point.
Well, yeah, at the same time, okay, so it is a good point. Actually, other activities do tend to be a little bit more expensive. Going to an amusement park,
right,
like in the States, costs about maybe like $50,
right,
50 to sometimes 60 to 70. Even a movie theater ticket. Last time I was in the States, I think a movie theater ticket was almost like getting towards $15, which is really expensive.
Because
now it's like, it's only released in 3D, and it's like got all these
3D
things.
3D!
Yeah, which I don't even really want, but I have to pretty much get it. So it makes these things so expensive, these kind of like things like amusement parks and gyms even sometimes. Whereas the internet, it's becoming more readily available and it's becoming cheaper to use, and I can watch movies on the internet. I can do so many things on the internet. I don't have to leave my house. I can order food on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think it's really interesting that we see this report, is because I've always been fascinated by that notion, netizens, 网民, or often you...Like, even today, from the most serious newspapers, you get this line, 中国网民认为. So, Chinese netizens think this and that. And I'm always just curious, who are we talking about? And I think this report kind of gives a face to those people. So, yeah, they're... Okay, I'm one of those people too. So, we are young...Poor and not
naive.
That, oh, 傻白甜吗?
Yes.
Is it something else? Okay, anyway, and not that well educated. And I think it's kind of important to bear this in mind as so many foreign media outlets and also I think to some extent our government has been looking at the internet response to get a feel or use it as a barometer of Chinese public opinion.And when you realize the composite of it, I think it's very useful and very important that you know who you're talking to and what kind of comments or opinion you're gathering from on the internet.
Absolutely. I think if the government wanted to target a demographic that's older, maybe the internet's definitely...not the best way to see how they feel about certain things because it seems like it's used by kids who are students, who don't have jobs, who are kind of poor, you know, those kind of people.
Exactly. I mean, from my perspective, it's not a good barometer at all. If you look at how low educational level there are, only 33% of the netizens only graduated from high school and vocational schools, and only 23% of them got bachelor degrees. At the same time, well, it seems that more than half of the consumption group earn less than 3,000 yuan per month. How pathetic is that?You know, 50% of the netizens earn less than 3,000 yuan.
Oh, so dude, they're don't call them
pathetic. Yeah, you gotta work hard for your money, hard for your money, and that's, that's cool.
It's We're just, no better than them. But, you know, they're not representative at all.
Well, it's definitely a demographic. It's definitely a, like a certain group of people that seem to fit into the general population of people who are heavy internet users.
Yeah.
And I think we can say that safely, for sure.
Yes, and I think what more needs to be done is...I think more detailed surveying and research on the makeup of internet users and also towards specific, I think, topics that they're interested or they feel strongly about or we feel strongly about before making certain policies or certain judgment from, you know, that simple line, what Chinese netizens say. So I think that is kind of important to bear in mind here. And also what I'm really interested here, I want to know what you guys have to say here, is about the willingness to pay. As internet is something that is like the air we breathe, the sunshine that we enjoy every day now, that it is part of our lives. And whether something is sustainable to some extent is judged by, can money be made out of it? So,What do Chinese internet users say about, should I pay? Am I willing to pay for stuff online?
Well, this is actually a very good sign if you look at the report. Because, because 28.9% of users would like to pay, but the actual percentage of paid users was less than 10%. And if you look, again, if you look at the figure, the acceptance of pay is actually ranging between 3 and 10 yuan per month, taking up 50% of the netizens. So people are more willing to pay than ever before. That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. But, well, the acceptable range for them is only between 3 and 10 yuan per month, which is not a lot. And, you know, there is still a lot to be done when it comes to intellectual property rights protection.